Welcome back to The Shift, a podcast by Lumen. I'm your host, Emma, and today we have an inspiring story to share. Joining us today is Amanda Smith, a vibrant Londoner who splits her time between the UK and Turkey. Amanda's journey with Lumen has been transformative in helping her understand her metabolism and embrace a healthier lifestyle. So whether you're looking to lose weight, gain energy, or simply feel more at home in your own skin, Amanda's insights are sure to resonate. Let's dive into her journey and discover the shifts that lead to big changes.
Welcome back. And today we're joined with another one of our ambassadors. Today we're joined by Amanda Smith. So Amanda, welcome. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good, Emma. Lovely to be here.
Amazing. We're so excited. So where are you from? Tell us a bit about you, where you're from.
I'm from the UK. I'm a Londoner, but I currently, actually at this present moment, I'm actually in Turkey because we have a home in Turkey and a home in UK, and I split myself while I'm semi-retired, so I split myself between the two. So presently we are in Kaukan, Turkey, southern Turkey, and I actually call this my home now because I spend more time here than I do in the UK. But I'm also a hairdresser, have a salon, qualified aerobics instructor, love to DJ. I've got my own DJ set.
DJ?
Yeah, I DJ in the local bar. So yeah, I'm a little bit of a, I've got plenty of hats, as they say.
Wow, so cool.
And I also love to exercise. I mean, that's another one of my things that I just love to do. So yeah.
Amazing. And why Turkey?
We actually came here on holiday and fell in love with it. We just always wanted in our sort of retirement time to live abroad at some point. And when we came here, we just literally said, this is it. This is the place. And that was, we bought a holiday home about 10 years ago. And my husband took early retirement and moved here 6 years ago. And then I came backwards and forwards, but I've joined him now for longer periods because at the time we had dogs that we couldn't bring. They were too elderly. So I had to stay at home to look after them. But now, yeah, it's I actually have a half Turkish grandson, so it's life has changed a lot.
So cool. So yeah. Cool. Amazing. So tell us a bit about your journey, your story, how you found Lumen, how you started using Lumen, what kind of made you to buy Lumen? Like, how did you find us and find all this success that you had?
Okay. Well, I've spent years of my life, as most women, doing the wrong things, really. Overtraining, yo-yo dieting, fasting with the wrong windows, nutritionally not balanced, avoiding carbs, just done years of it. And when you're younger, you can do it. You get through those points and you lose the weight and you're fine and you're great and you're fit. But as you're getting older, wow, it becomes more difficult. And I was becoming so frustrated with myself. I was over cardio working. I literally was cardio queen. Was ridiculous the what I was doing, but not losing weight and then cutting back on my food and thinking, what's going on here? I just didn't understand. I didn't have any knowledge about where I needed to work towards. And I saw a few socials about Lumen and I thought, you know, that's really interesting. That really put a light bulb in my head. And I've always liked biohacking and using different tools. At the time I was on Zoe, so my nutrition was quite good, but I still, I lost a couple of pounds. I was still thinking, something's not right here. So yeah, so I looked into a few little blogs that you had and little advertisements. I said, I'm going to give it a go. And yeah, so I started Lumen. It's over a couple of years now. And absolutely, it's just transformed me, to be honest. It's just opened up, just the knowledge of knowing how my body works is just fantastic. Yeah. So it's, I can't thank everyone enough at Lumen, to be honest, to how it's for me.
Wow, it's really exciting to hear. So what are some of the things that you learned about Lumen that you didn't know about your body, about your metabolism? What were some of those moments?
Yeah, I mean, there's been lots. But from the very beginning, sort of the little moments that I was definitely, for a woman, I was over fasting, for a woman of my age. I know it's a very individual thing. I was just taking it to the extreme, thinking that, you know, the more you fast, the more you'll get into fat burn, the more you'll lose. But actually, all I was doing was giving myself body under stress. So having that idea of where you can learn what you're waking up in and when you should reblow to see if you're actually getting into your numbers are going up, that was really, really resourceful. So I now have quite a short fasting window. I stop eating in the evening before. And I start eating sort of quite early morning-ish. So it's about between 10 and 14 hours. I know if I go any longer than that, I can't. I just get into stress mode. And so that was one of the first things. But actually not to avoid carbs is another great big whoa light bulb for me. I mean, I now love my carbs. I eat very good, high quality carbs.
Mm-hmm.
But I fuel myself. I wasn't fueling myself before. Hence, I was just on burnout all the time, working like a Trojan, but actually not getting anything back for it. So Lumen's helped me no end with that. And sleep as well, knowing that I've got to be a little bit more conscious of when I go to bed and how I sleep. So many things, to be honest. And I'm still, it still teaches me loads, even now.
Yeah.
Just all different things every time I use it. I think, oh God, yeah, that's that.
Yeah, amazing. So take us through, like, you started to mention a little bit with your fasting, but take us through, like, kind of a day in your life of maybe some habits that you started to do since using Lumen, how you use your Lumen, just for people that are, like, kind of curious what Lumen is about and how it can help you.
Yeah, of course. Immediately as I wake up, I do give myself a little bit of time because I do tend to have a cortisol spike in the morning, I must be honest. So I do know that my reading would be high. Sometimes I take it because I get frustrated and I think, oh, I should just have waited. And then I wait about 20 minutes, half an hour. The minute I wait 20 minutes, half an hour in the morning and I take my breath, it's back down sort of generally in fat burn if I've actually adhered to everything that I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have some breakfast, a light breakfast. And I don't generally do any sort of training or workout until sort of roughly any time from 10:30 to sort of 12:30. I sometimes do it in the afternoon, but generally my working out time would be mid-morning. And I'll always do a pre-morning breath. And I'm a multi-breather. I like to take lots. I don't know why it is, but I just always like to see it because it just helps me see so many things when I just take them at different times. It'll help me, as I say, if I took it in the morning, I'll have already probably had breakfast. So I know I've generally carbed up enough if I'm going to do quite an intensive workout. So I know I tend to not have to fuel. I'll go and do some workout. I now do, whereas I, as I said before, I was like the cardio queen. I now do only 2 days of cardio. One of those is a recovery. Actually, 2 to 3. One day is a recovery. One day is just a general, maybe a run or a cycle. And then the other day will be a sprint training for it. And it's, if I've got a quick, I want to have a quick training, I do sprint intervals. And then the other 3 days, I tend to try and have a day off, but sometimes I don't because I still struggle with that. I tend to do weight train, which has absolutely changed me completely. It's helped me with my mitochondria, with my muscle tone, everything, and also obviously with burning and my metabolism. So, and that's how Lumen's helped me. So it's the Lumen's helped me with that too, because I know now that if I read my Lumen measurement and I've done weight training, whether I should fuel after, enough protein. And then generally I'll maybe meet up somewhere with some friends, might go for a walk. Got my grandson here, my family here. I'm very lucky. I don't have to work here. I mean, I do DJ, as I say. I might do some of my music. So yeah, so I'm quite an easy going. When I go back to the UK, I'm full on. I've got 2 weeks of I work when I go back. I am literally every day full on. So I'm pretty busy. So that's the time when I struggle with my be able to time my exercise in. But I'm so busy at work that I tend to use up my quite a lot of my carbs, etc., within working at work, because I'm on my feet all day long.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a general day for me.
Great. You're busy. You have lots of energy. Themes. You're.
I have now.
Yeah.
I have now. I used to think I had lots of energy, but realised that I literally was just burning myself out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't enjoying what I was doing. I was doing it just for the sake of it. Whereas now I love it. I mean, I've always enjoyed fitness. I tried to do it as a means to an end, but actually now I do it because I love it.
It's something that I noticed you mentioned about, like, the carbs for workouts. And I think this is something that also I noticed with myself, is that I used to work out in the morning fasted. I used to, like, roll out of bed. I didn't have coffee. This was a good thing. But I would wake up and go do, like, a high-intensity class. Yeah. And then I would feel horrible for the whole day. I was exhausted. I felt horrible. I wasn't fueling my body. And I was waking up too early. And I was doing it 5 days a week. It was too much.
You've just hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what I was like. I felt, what? This can't be right. Why am I, train fasted? But, you know, a lot of this research is for males. And then when you look into a female hormonal balance and how we should be, and when you realize that actually, I mean, I remember, I mean, I'm postmenopausal now, but when I was premenopausal and when I was actually having regular cycles. I was literally killing my cycle. It was just, I was trying to fast so much. And in the end, you know, I just wasn't, I was all over the place, all over.
I think one thing that I noticed from talking to a lot of our users online and on Zoom like this and in person is that one of the biggest takeaways, and tell me if you agree, is that less is more. A lot of women are really surprised to find out that less is more, whether it's fasting, whether it's high intensity workouts, whether it's, you know, these crazy go, 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 go. We're so conditioned to do so much when actually we need to do less.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you ever remember when Insanity came out. It was a type of training. It's called Insanity. I mean, I explained it to you. I mean, it was high intensity that literally killed you. And I was doing it. This was when my daughter was about to get married. I was thinking, yeah, I'm going to get really fit. I'm going to get into my dress for the evening. Oh my God. I was so ill afterwards. So ill. Mm. Honestly, it just absolutely wiped me out because I wasn't fueling. I wasn't fueling properly for it. I was fasting and hardly eating enough carbohydrates to actually fuel it, to be honest.
Yeah. So, okay. So when you found Lumen, you found it like through socials. Did you find, what was your, like, what made you come to Lumen? You wanted to lose weight. You wanted to feel better. What was your main goal when you started?
Two goals, mainly. Weight loss, yes. It's definitely always been a big part of it, I must be honest. But I've always wanted to understand my metabolism. Mm-hmm. Just having been in fitness all my life, I couldn't see what is it that I'm doing so wrong that I don't get to where I want to be it even like have more endurance, not just weight loss, more endurance, less burnout, more, you know, everything was never seemed to, there was no pieces to the puzzle. They were all over the place. And I couldn't grasp why am I doing it so wrong? I felt so nutritionally good and I felt that I felt I was quite fit, but I wasn't getting it. I wasn't getting it right. So Lumen looked as though when you show that you know, this metabolism reader can show you how you burn fat and carbs. Well, that's what you can do if you're a sports person, you go and you pay thousands of pounds to do. And I thought, wow, that's fabulous. You can actually learn about your metabolism. And the metabolism was always my big question mark because I'm underactive thyroid. And I thought, oh, maybe it's that. I was menopausal. Oh, maybe it's that. But actually, it's just not understanding how your body works and how you should fuel it when you know, and not just fueling it, also, you know, stress, sleep, everything, it all comes together. And that was probably, you know, what I knew. I thought that's going to probably really give me a great insight. And yeah, it has.
So what are some of the insights Lumen gave you? We talked a little bit about like fueling, but what about for better sleep? You said better sleep was one of the things that you have gotten from Lumen. How has Lumen like kind of opened your eyes to the world of sleep and stress and how these things affect your metabolism?
Yeah. Stress, well, mainly because there was lots of times actually I would work out of an evening and that's just a no-no for me. I can't work out of a night. I wouldn't sleep well afterwards.
Mm.
So I know now, and also to bring my eating window to finish roughly anything between 5:30 and 7 is great for me. And if I eat too close to go to sleep, to wind down, to actually, you know, just relax, turn the lights out, dim, just general. Don't do anything that's going to give you your brain too much to think about, you know, or too much stress. And the stress and the sleep go together, don't they? So, you know, both of those worked in, once again, the puzzles fit. You know that you just can't. And my numbers were so high overnight. And I'm thinking, but high because I'd done the wrong things, not high because I was burning the right fuels. I was obviously stressed and then I was waking up still in a high number and I had to sort of pick out, what did I do? Well, let's try and take that out, the equation, and that will help you, you know? It's not something you'd learn immediately with Lumen. You have to take your time and really, you're okay. I can think, oh, I did that last night, that I ate that meal too late, that probably sat in my stomach and I felt bit stressed about it, and just different things, you know, it just helped me in so many different ways, but with sleep and stress, yeah, that was the way I worked it out.
And how, like, okay, we have a lot of people coming to Lumen and they're like ready to see results, but how did you kind of coach yourself through that learning process of like the experimenting? And how did you know you needed to experiment? Is that something that you found out from us? Were you expecting that when you purchased Lumen, that you were gonna need to, like, kind of, it's a tool, right? It's a tool to help you. But I think a lot of times we have people in the beginning that don't know how to use the tool. So what's your like advice for them? And how did you overcome that of like, how do I use this tool.
Yeah, I'll agree. It is something that you get and you think, oh, okay, now what do I do?
Now what? Okay, exactly.
Now what? And it really is perseverance and patience. Mm-hmm. Most definitely, it isn't an overnight fix. You do just have to really work out as to, maybe a journal actually would be good, because it just seeing what did you do the day before the last 24, 36 hours that could give you that number. And maybe if it's a high number and you don't, in the morning when you wake up, you think, well, maybe I need to really readjust that. And the only way I learned that was actually just literally a bit of intuition and learning to trial and error what I can and can't do. And I know people can give up quite quickly with it, and I've seen that on the media channels, and I do understand to a degree, but you do just have to have, and I've said it in my day in a life, you just have to have patience. This didn't happen to you in a day, you know, all your bad habits didn't happen to you in a day, and your metabolism's gone a bit skew with because of years of yo-yo dieting, stress, not lack of sleep, overtraining. So those things have got to be undone. And so you've got to really try and work with it. Don't fight against it. And don't be disappointed, because things are going to go wrong. And you know, that's your that is another learning curve for you, you know?
Yeah.
That's how I was at first, I was sort of, oh God, I don't know. Why have I got this? Why have I got that? Mm-hmm. But it did just start to fall into place a little bit. And going on the app, and you've got the explore, and you can go in and have a look at different, what your mitochondria are doing and how you should, all the little blogs that you've got on there, they're really helpful. And the files as well are really helpful if you go into them and just try and fall.
Yeah. Great to hear. I think this is a big thing that it's annoying to hear this, like, trust the process and be patient. But it's so important in the journey of, like you said, we didn't get here in a day, so we can't get out of here in a day.
Exactly.
So
it's not a quick fix. It's not a quick fix, but nothing's a quick fix. Everyone in this day in life, everybody wants a quick fix, unfortunately. It's what we used to. It's a fast pace, but that your body can't do that. You'd be very lucky if it does.
So there's the other lesson, like, to slow down, to do less. And also, like, things take time. We want a quick fix because we're so stressed and we have so much going on and we need to get here and we need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we need, and I'm starting to see this a lot more in the media, is we need to take a step back. We need to slow down. We need to go slower. We need to not rush to the next thing. Be here, be aware. And like you said, maybe a journal, like, what the habits that we're doing and how they're moving us forward, how they're stopping us from moving forward in the way that we want.
Yeah, exactly.
So talking about this, like, kind of trusting the process and having this intuition, it makes me think of, like, it's pretty emotional journey to kind of change your life and to also to have this mindset of, like, okay, I'm ready to experiment and I'm ready to, you know, really take a look at my habits. So can you walk me through some of those emotions? Like, did you hit a point where it was easy to start that? Was it hard for you? Like, how did you feel during this time? Because it's a lot to ask of yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And the mindset is, you've got, and there's going to be positives and negatives along the way. Mm-hmm. I've always been of the mindset, I get frustrated with myself for maybe taking the wrong direction or maybe not doing it right. But then I think, you know, if you don't learn by that, then you're never going to go forward. I want to be healthier. I want to be fitter. I want to be more present in the moment. And so my mindset is, okay, if I got a 5, if I woke up at a 4 or 5, that's telling me something. So yes, it's frustrating. Yes, it's a little bit disappointing. But do something about it to try and change it, you know? So that's my mindset, is I always striving to just be a bit better, a bit healthier. And it's not always possible. Life gets in the way. You're always going to come up against some sort of obstacle. My mindset, fortunately, is I am glass full, not glass half full. So I'm lucky in that respect.
Yeah.
I think to myself, well, yes, you can try and make that better. It boils down to yourself in the end, and it really does depend on how you process, you know, your thoughts as well. I think you've got to be in a good frame of mind.
So, okay, so you wake up in a five, let's say. How do you, like, it's about the mindset, okay, this is telling me something, but how do you take that kind of question of, okay, this is telling me something, and how do you turn it into action for the rest of your day? What can you
do? I've got an example of that, actually, because we were away on holiday 10 days ago, and purely by being on holiday, you do a bit of sightseeing, you go out. We were eating later. Now, we were going out to eat at 7:30, probably not eating a meal till gone 8:30, finishing at 9:30, 10:30. And we still like to go to bed roughly sort of 10:30, 11:30. So my meal was quite late to my bedtime. There was not a short window. And I woke up in a four, and we were away for 7 days. For 5 days out of those 7 days, the beginning of it was twos, because obviously I was still coming back from my good window, earlier window. As I go further into the holiday, there it was, the four. And also, like, you might have a bit of bread for dinner. You might have a bit of a dessert. Things you treat yourself when you're away. And normally, three years ago, and before I was doing Lumen, I would really beat myself up about it. I'd think, oh, God, I've got to go home. I've got to diet. I've got to over-exercise. I've got to do this. Whereas I knew that was the reason. I just didn't think, well, you just don't enjoy your holiday. I enjoyed it. I came back within a day. I was back in my ones and twos. Shortened my window, lengthened my window between eating and going to sleep. Just became a little bit, you know, less not overeating carbs of an evening, which I would normally do on holiday because there's bread on the table and, you know, you're just trying new things. So yeah, that's a prime example. Whereas I would have beaten myself up about it before, it helped me to understand that, yes, I know that when I come back, if I go back into my normal habits, it's only a week of my life, my normal habits. I wasn't exactly going crazy. I just know that that's how my body deals with it. And so you take that and you learn from it, you know?
And it's worth it in the end. It's like life happens. And
exactly. You can't just be 100% good every single day of your life. I would love to be, but then I'd be a supreme athlete. I'm not. I'm a human.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the same. For me, food is the best part of traveling. And you were also just away, again, eating super late and, you know, having some drinks and like going to bed. And we were super active and walking a lot and everything, but
yeah, I was still.
You still, your body is, you know, it's changing something. And I think what's for me one of the biggest shifts, and I think you would say you feel the same, is like you're excited to get back to your regular routine, and
I am
excited to see those ones and twos in the morning. And it's not a punishment because you had fun on your vacation. It's like, no, this is how I feel my best, and I'm so glad I had so much fun, but now I get to go back to how I feel my best.
Your normal living. Exactly that. You know, you've got to let go now and again, but you do know that you can change that. That's the difference. You know through experience of having a Lumen and how it works and how it teaches you that, yes, you can change that if you want to. If you just do certain tweaks of your night time, daytime, whatever you're going to do, you know? That's the beauty of it, which is lovely.
Yeah. Do you find that now it's easier for you to kind of do these switches and get back into your routine now that you've been doing it longer? Or was it always kind of easy for you to, I don't like the phrase get back on track, but I think it's a very popular phrase of like, to kind of get back to your routine, let's say. Like, was it always kind of easy for you, or has it become easier because it's become more enjoyable?
It's become easier because I understand it more. And so I know how to do it. And it happens fast. I've got, obviously now I am quite flexible. So my metabolism does flex back into being quite, you know, going back to the lower numbers in the morning. So purely because I've been using Lumen for a long time, and also because it's taught me how to become metabolically flexible. So now it's quick. When I first started, no, it wasn't. My body was askew. It was all over the place. But now I know that because I know how to use it and how to benefit from it, it's great. I'm excited to use it that way, you know? If you get a four, it's life. You can't help it. Things are going to happen in that way, you know? And I know my triggers are sleep, stress, and eating too late. And quite a lot of triggers, really. Carbs in the evening as well. So, you know, I know those. And if I do it, it's going to happen. It's only me that's doing it. So, but the good thing is Lumen will give me that chance to change my window when I come back.
Absolutely. So, okay, what I want to like switch gears a bit here of like back into like the emotion. What is like your biggest goal, or what are you like, you want to be healthier, you want to feel better, you want to be fit, but what, like, why? What's your,
okay.
I find a lot of people, they need a reason to want,
yeah,
like, what's your why of why you want to be healthy?
It's a bit of a cliche, I suppose, really. This life is not a dress rehearsal. And I've, at the age I'm at now, I've seen and lost close dear friends due to ill health or whatever. And I think life is to live. And if you can be as healthy as you possibly can, you know, just help yourself to eat well, sleep well, exercise, enjoy life. Me, I've got three gorgeous grandchildren. I've got three gorgeous children. I've got a wonderful husband. I'm very fortunate. And I want to live life to be with them, you know. And my why is that, really, to be honest, family, and to be here in my 90s. My father was 99 when he passed. I want to get in my father's shoes.
Amazing. Wow. That's inspiring in itself. My great-grandma lived to be 100. And it's like, she didn't have Lumen in her day, obviously.
No.
And your dad either. But her one kind of claim to fame was funny. She would drink wine. She was Dutch. Drink wine, smoke cigarettes, but she didn't eat meat on Mondays. And this was the reason she thinks that she made it to 100.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. Genetics. You sound like you've got good genes.
Hope so.
Yeah, me too.
So what are some of your goals now? So have you lost the weight that you hope to lose? Do you want to lose more? Are you like, what are your, like, your goal also obviously to be healthy, to be here with your family, but what are some of your like smaller goals that you're working towards now?
Yeah, I'm really happy with my weight as it is. I've lost nearly 2 stone. And what I'm really happy with is I've maintained it. It's stable. I mean, that's never happened in my past. I could lose it, come back on, lose it, come back on. Then I lost it, come back on. Then I couldn't lose it because I got older, it became even more difficult. So that's definitely helped. So my small goals are actually to, I do weight training. So I want to become a bit more toned. I want to be able to lift heavier weights, trying to be progressively more resistant work, really. That's, to be honest, I mean, well, actually, I say there is another goal. I mean, my daughter ran the London Marathon this year. Yeah, for charity, and it's the first time she's run, and I'm very proud of her. And I do run, but probably 10K, 12K is the max I do. So I would like to maybe try and do a half marathon. That's another thing we want to work towards. I'd like to work towards that, yeah. So there's mainly fitness goals, really, I suppose. That's how I like, because I do love it. So that's what I'll be working towards.
Great. And how do have your family like adapted as you've been using Lumen? Have you found that you, like, obviously you see it when you use it, it's a device, but also like have the way that, you know, you cook or you eat, or it sounds like your kids aren't at home, so maybe it's not as effective for them, but how has it become part of your family, and how has your family like received the fact that you're trying this thing and now you're still doing it? Like, what are they think about it?
I was the crazy blower woman. What is this thing she's doing? They look at me, oh my God, what is she doing? But now, actually, the weirdest thing is my grandchildren, because when I go home to the UK, I'm with my daughter. I live there with her. My two grandsons go, well, Nanny's just doing her blower at the moment, Mummy. They know I'm going to be doing it. They know I do that every time. I can't come in until I've done that. Nutritionally, obviously, they've improved from it. My husband here, I make sure he has an earlier eating window. So he we're doing duo as well. I mean, he done duo when we first started. So he does do it. He's still a man and still trying to get him to get right into it. But he does understand the concept of it, which is fabulous. And that's certainly helping him. And my son-in-law joined Lumen. My daughter, when she was training for the marathon, although she isn't on Lumen, I was giving her a few tips from my point of view. And she knows that helped her. And she, you know, they've watched a day in your life. They, not just me, but they've seen others. You know, they, it does affect them. It clearly does, because it positively as well. I was the crazy blower woman at first. That's what they said.
Wow. But now they see the transformation. They see that you're feeling better. You've lost the 2 stone and your husband and you are like able to kind of reap the benefits together.
Yes.
Eating earlier, feeling better.
Yes, most definitely he does. Most definitely. Acid reflux he used to have, he doesn't have anymore. You know, whilst it was just, it really does make a difference.
Nice. And I think it's also really like important to have this support system, because I think also when you start to feel better and sleep better, you want the other people around you to adopt the habits too. You're like, you can also feel better. You can also sleep better. Come join me.
Come on. Join the club.
Yeah. The crazy blower club. So did you have any like initial like doubts or like skepticism, like the you saw maybe before you got them when you were like, this like doesn't seem, also like your family, like this, what is she doing blowing into this thing? Did you have any of those kind of thoughts yourself, or you were like, this looks cool and I'm gonna like give it my all right off the bat?
I'm very much all in. When I do something, I go right in. There was no sort of skepticism with me. I always try to, if I'm going to do something, I'm just one of these people, I either do it or I don't. And if I do it, I've got to do it right. So I just did a bit of research and I thought, this is a fabulous tool to use to be able to see how your metabolism works. Wow, that's just what an amazing thing to have. I mean, thank you to the two young ladies who did research and designed it, because that's just an amazing thing to be able to do. They're incredible.
They are incredible. And it's so exciting to like be in this space of this kind of innovation, and we're always like working to make things better, and we have the Lumen Pro coming, and we have like, we're always adding things to the app with the latest research. And so it's really exciting to hear that you guys, our users and our community, you trust us and you're like excited right there with us. It's really,
I'm very envious of your way you work. I want to be part of the Lumen team.
Everybody does.
I'm not surprised.
It's contagious. So let's talk about the Lumen community a little bit, because that's how I found you and you found us. And how has the community been a part of your journey, and how has it helped you? Because I know the value of the community, but I want to hear the value of the community from your perspective.
It's great to be able to see other people's journeys, to have tips, support, help, to actually help people as well, to answer and give them any sort of feedback that you feel helps too. It's really important to have someone to bounce off of, you know, and to able to mirror to them what you feel, you know, if at all possible. The positivity is lovely, and the camaraderie is nice too. I always think it's so important. Teamwork is great, and the community is a team. That's what it is. Yes. Yeah.
And do you feel like, was there something specifically that you learned from the community? Can you remember something that you like found out through the community? Or you mentioned the explore tab and the videos and all the content that we work really hard on. You mentioned that it's helpful, so that's also great to hear. But like, has the content from us or the content from other people in the community kind of shaped, or do you remember something that you like learned directly from the community?
I remember my very first journey, Maria Fox put up the 12, was it, is it 12 points of on the farm? I mean, update. I read 12. Yeah, I read that and I just thought, yeah, I get it. I hadn't really used it properly, but I wanted to be able to get to that point that was she explained. So that was fabulous, really fabulous. Angus is another person I follow quite a lot. You know, there's some great people on the forum that you just help give you pointers of where to go. I can't say anything specific apart from the one with Maria, but it's just, you think, oh yeah, okay, I'm going to get, I can't remember the guy's name, but he told me, I was talking to him, and he told me get into doing some sprint training, which has really helped me with my heart rate zones. And so just those sort of things are really helpful, just to be able to bounce back off people and just to see where they've achieved and what they've done.
And to have like a pool of people who have done the same thing or doing the same thing to just bounce ideas off of. And we talked about how it's a big experimental process, Lumen. And so I think to have other people give ideas for things you can try is really helpful, because there's things that sometimes you wouldn't think about yourself.
No, Exactly.
And they can be quite specific. So like the running sprints and stuff, like, you know, this recommendation, it's also not for everyone. So not everyone would take that recommendation into account. You know what I mean? So it's nice to have this kind of beehive.
Yeah, so it's a wide window. You can take from it, you know, specifically what you want, or you can just look at it in general and think, well, actually, I'll give that a try, or it won't work for me. But yeah, that's all about a forum or a community that, you know, you've got to be able to pick and choose what you want to try, but it's the actual information is there if you need it. And it's great that people want to do that. It's lovely. They're so giving.
So what do you have to say to someone who is just kind of maybe still thinking about it, or just kind of starting on their journey, and they're like a little bit frustrated, they're a little bit confused? What's your like message to them?
As I've said before, you've got to be patient. It's really important. Mm-hmm. Just give yourself time. Don't beat yourself up about it. There's going to be bridges you've got to cross, and you do have to really just work through each little innuendo you feel you've got to change. But also support, you know, reach out to support. They're a great resource. The community is a great resource. Go to them. Don't give up. Just try not to give up. It's so easy to give up in this nowadays, because you think, just don't get it. Oh, it's not going to work for me. But in the truth, it will work. It's just everyone's an individual, and everyone has their own time frame of undoing any sort of bad habits they've done. And that's the thing. You've got to undo all those bad habits. So just be patient, work with it, because it is a fabulous tool to work with. It really is. And that would be my main thing. And as I say, reach out and ask the ambassadors, ask the forum, ask the support team. If you think, oh, my macros are a little bit out, should I be eating a bit more protein? I'm doing this, blah, blah. Just do it. It's there for.
It's kind of full of knowledge.
Yeah.
And what do you, like, how do you explain Lumen to others? So someone sees you, your grandkids, this is a great, actually, your grandkids see you blowing into the device. How do you explain to them what it is?
Yeah, it's a funny one, really, because you'd say different to different people. But so if it was my grandchildren, I'd just say, well, Nanny's trying to work out how she should be feeling better for the day, and how she should really, if she's going to go and do some exercises, Nanny does, maybe she should have something to eat before she does it. Or, you know, maybe when she's had her exercise, this little tool here will tell me that actually you should be fueling up and make sure you're making, not starving yourself. That's what Nanny, sometimes she didn't eat enough. That's a child,
amazing,
childlike way of saying it. But
then sometimes that's what we need.
I'm sorry. I'm my best friends are here on holiday at the moment. So we were out for breakfast this morning. I was saying to them, you know, I'm doing this podcast today, and I explained to them about the tool. And I said, it's just basically, it's a little metabolism tool, and it helps you understand your metabolism.
Yeah.
This is it, you know? And they went, really? I said, yep. I said, it will just tell you whether you're burning fat or carbs for fuel, and what you need for fuel. I said, it's absolutely changed my life. And they went, really? Can we get it? It's just, you can.
Yeah, you can. You can and you should. Amazing. I want to kind of get into how others, we talked about your family, but how others perceive what you're doing. Like, if people are even aware of it, you know, if you weren't extremely overweight and you lost 100 pounds, so it's not like the most visible to others, but have other people noticed your progress? Like, you know, comments like, oh, you have so much energy, or how do you do it all? Others notice your progress, I guess.
To be honest, because I'm a hairdresser, so when I go back to the UK, I have a salon, I go do clients that wait for me, so every 4 to 6 weeks I go back. And they have noticed a difference in my physique, in my overall just demeanor, really, and how I feel. You know, I feel more fitter, more, just more present, to be honest. And they do say to me, and I, you know, I explain, you know, there's a multitude of things. I'm looking after myself, but I do use Lumen as a tool. And they go, what's that? You know, there's some people don't, but most people don't know what it is until I explain. I mean, so yeah, I have had people notice. And yes, it's not a huge, I mean, it's a massive amount of weight for me, because I've taken me years to try and shift it. But I do know what you mean. It's not like a massive transformation in that respect. But people do notice. Yeah, they notice that I'm fitter, leaner, more precise. Right, yeah. So yeah, I mean, because I was quite often exhausted, to be honest. So yeah, people do see that. And I will explain, you know, it's the coming together of me using this particular tool. And I've had friends, I've explained to them, and they, you know, they've really taken it in, and I think that's really interesting.
Okay, so you're telling people about Lumen and they see you and you have more energy and you're brighter and you've lost some weight. And how do they, or kind of what's the like gap to you recommending Lumen and then them being like, oh, do you have a code? How do I get it? Like, do you find this is, I'm just curious about how that kind of recommendation works. So you tell someone, they notice something about you and that you've changed. You tell them something like Lumen that had a part in this transformation. And then what? Are they like, wow, I'm going to get one too. I'm going to ask you if I need help. Are they kind of just like, oh, okay, sounds cool. Like what's the next question?
It varies. There's some people just go, oh, really? Okay. And they just move on with their life because they don't really, you know, it's not their be all or end all. But then someone like my son-in-law, he joined Lumen and it really helped him. He was going for a real struggle with not just weight, with body image and how to, and it's that really helped him. I don't get anyone say, oh, can you send me a code or share code? I don't have that. Yeah, no, that's not like it. But I do try my very best to be forthcoming and an ambassador and tell them how I feel about it. I think it's down to them in the end of the long in the long run. They've got to be able to want to do it. You know, I've got a couple, as I say, my best friends here. I'm going to have to work on them. They say this. They talk the talk. They don't walk the walk. And they don't walk anywhere. So you know they're that. So you know everyone's different. And I don't want to be they keep going on at them. You know, I'm not that type of person. I don't think that's fair to actually. Because all you're doing is downplaying their life, and I don't like that. But if you can just explain positively, in the end, the people will think, or you know, my friends will think, oh, actually, I could try that out. That sounds great fun. Like, you know, I've already got a couple of people who are on the fence, and I'm waiting to get over it.
And like we talked about before, it's a lot to do with mindsets and your willingness to experiment and to try maybe new things. So if a friend or family member is not there to pull them over the fence, it's not going to help anyways, because they're going to be frustrated and confused. So I think
they're going to be the person that gives up after 2 or 3 weeks because they're not really invested. They're just not in the right, as you say, mindset's not there just yet.
I have a few more questions. One, we talked about like sleep. So other than the two stones that you lost, how many pounds is that, do you know?
Just 28, isn't it?
Wow.
Isn't it 28 pounds? 14 pounds in a stone. Yeah, 28 pounds.
Great. So, okay, so you lost 28 pounds, 2 stones. What are some of the other non-scale victories that you've seen while using Lumen?
My skin is improved. My overall energy levels just feel so much at home in my own skin.
Wow.
That's how I can explain it, really. Because I have a window to my metabolism, I feel more at ease with myself. Whereas before I was always so battling with myself all the time. Why can't I do this? What is the problem? Why am I over? Not, you know, I'm training so much, but why am I losing? I'm eating this, but why am I losing? You know, I just feel so much more in tune and happier in my own skin, to be honest. Yeah, happier myself. More relaxed.
That in itself is what to aspire for. You know, if we want to lose weight, it's one thing, but to feel really good in our skin is, like you said, there's no test runs. This is it. I want to feel the best that you can. That's amazing.
Yeah.
If you could go back to yourself at any point throughout your journey and tell yourself something that you know now, what would you tell yourself, your pre-menopausal, your pre-motherhood? What would you tell yourself to encourage yourself to get you to where you are now?
I'd lock myself in a room, to be honest. And say,
why?
Stay there. Because I literally wouldn't give myself the minute of a day. So that's one thing. Just give yourself some time. And as you said before, it doesn't have to be 24/7. Keep on going. Bring it back a little bit, bring it back in. But also, you know, just get Lumen if you can. If at that time I could have done, I probably would have done. to be honest, because I, even during those times in my, when I was younger, I still loved to biohack, and I still loved to know what my body was doing. I just didn't have the tools to do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, take a step back and calm down and just don't beat yourself up as much as, I mean, I was so frustrated. Happy, but frustrated. But as you get older, that becomes worse.
Why do you think we as women beat ourselves up so much? Why do you, not necessarily beat ourselves up, but it comes from all directions. It comes from the mindset. It comes from the body image. It comes, how can we as women help other women to stop doing it, besides telling them stop doing it?
Exactly. Well, it's thrown at us from every angle, isn't it? I mean, you've got to look like this. You've got to train like this. You've got to be slim, sleek. You've got to be fit. Mm-hmm. You've got to have every single body image that they coming from every different direction.
Yeah.
You've got to eat like this. You've got to, you know, and a lot of it is male orientated, and it doesn't work for us. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't. Unfortunately, you don't know that until you actually hit rock bottom with it. It can play havoc with your endocrine system and your hormones. And I know that from firsthand experience. So it's such, how you tell women, it's basically knowledge, really, and just trying to listen to your body, but also listen to the people that actually understand, listen to some good, knowledgeable women that are out there on other podcasts as well.
Oh. And I guess this kind of is another question I have. How do you how do you wade through all this noise? What's your advice to someone to really dive in and find what works for them? There's a lot of noise. I've seen this video circulating, and it's all you have to do is eat this and do this and do this and sleep this. It's it's that simple, but it's not that simple, but it can be a lot more simple. So how do you, what's your message to other women that are trying to wade through the noise to find out what works for them?
Small goals, literally don't overreach, because then it becomes impossible. Just have a small goal to work towards. If it's weight loss, I want to lose 3 stone. Think, I can lose 3 pounds this month or whatever, you know, just small. Because if you take things too much, it overwhelms you, and then you lose interest, or you just lose compassion to do it. Whereas I think if you can actually get and reward yourself, you know, you've done well, be proud of actually trying to move forward with your life, you know, and to try and get improve those things that have upset you in the past.
What are some things that you do to reward yourself, or to kind of pat yourself on the back when you reach a goal, or you just feel like, wow, I'm so proud of what I'm doing and how far I've come?
I'll have a massage. Nice. Something for me. I love to go, you know, massage, or listen to a podcast, interviews. Me time. I take me time now. I never used to do me time. I used to always give to everyone else, which as a mother and as a grandmother, you do, because, I mean, I'm a part of a family unit, so it's quite natural to do that. But I wasn't giving myself any me time, and I think it's important for yourself to step back and just time to just reflect, really. So yeah, I like horse riding. I'll go for a horse ride, different things, really, just something that I feel I'm getting a benefit from, but I enjoy. But generally relaxing things, generally something like feeling, I love a massage or a facial or something like that.
Yeah, amazing. Great. Anything else? Tell us a bit about the app, actually. Some of the things in the app that you use regularly, some features that you love. What are some of the things inside the Lumen app that you really love?
It's a great app. I don't use the food log, because I was originally using my Net Diary, is what I use. And so obviously that goes over with Apple Health. It brings it over. So that's really good. But the food log now is fabulous. I think at first there was a few blips with it, but now the fact that you can voice log, the fact that you can screenshot your pictures on the thing, that's really good. So I still look in it, but I don't use it for myself. I love the Explore tab. I want more. I love them when the new one comes up. I can't wait to open it and listen to it. Just using the breath work as well, trying it with different pre-work, post-work, workout, anything on it that is sort of will help me to understand my body. I love to read. So. And I love the way it's changing. I love the new tweaks, the pizza circle. It's not pizza circle. The circle for the
just, we also call it the pizza. We also turn in the office, we call it the pizza too.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, and I, and even though I know the app, and like, I'll still go down to my metabolic, my flex score, and I'll still read through it again sometimes, because sometimes I think, oh, actually, maybe something's added on. I think, oh, there it comes. Something else new has happened. And it's just nice to go through it. And I'm a sucker for knowledge, so I like to be able to see. So I'm constantly looking into it and seeing. And the community, of course, you can go in now. And now that we're getting notifications, that's much better. It's easier to use.
Yeah. Amazing. And anything that you're like struggling with, any feedback about the actual app also,
I think it's been addressed now. When the boost notification went, I was a little, I struggled with that, because even though I've been using the tool and I know where my boost is, you do still need that sort of flashing, oh yeah, it's a boost day today, because sometimes you're not going to count if it goes from 1 week to the next when your boost day is. And I had missed initially when that happened at couples. Now that's back in, I'm much happier with that. And I think now that it's not as busy on the page as well, that's great too. Just can be a bit too much on there, you know? But that's good.
Great. So any final words, final thoughts for the audience, for me, for Lumen as a company?
Thank you. That's all I can say. It's really helped me to understand myself, and just give it a go. Just try, because it's an actual tool. It works. It's not a fad. It's not something that you can play around with. It's true life window into your metabolism and your life. If for anything, just for that, so you can understand yourself, give it a go and be patient, as I've said before.
Amazing. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Emma.
For talking. It was a great conversation. I really enjoyed it. And I enjoyed talking about women, and hopefully we can help future women to feel their best and glow from the inside out. So
wonderful.
Thank you so, so much.
I've had a lovely time. Thank you. Very enjoyed it.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Shift. Amanda's journey reminds us that understanding our bodies and making small intentional changes can lead to profound transformations. If Amanda's story inspired you, consider how you might incorporate some of her insights into your own life. And remember, every small step counts. Join us next time as we continue to explore stories of everyday Lumen users who are making big shifts in their life.